Former Cosby Show cast member Jeffrey Owens was spotted bagging groceries at a New Jersey Trader Joe's. A photo of Owens at work was taken and posted on Twitter by Fox News and the Daily Mail. Some people mocked him, but then there was a backlash among people, including our next guest, who says this is a good time to talk about the dignity of all kinds of work. Marshall Ramsey is an editorial cartoonist and columnist for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. He's also a radio and TV host for Mississippi Public Broadcasting. He found a lesson in this Twitter thread and recently wrote the piece, Jeffrey Owens and a Salute to the Sacredness of Work. Marshall, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, this is wonderful, and I feel kind of guilty because I took off early from work to talk to you.
That's okay. You don't have to feel guilty about talking to us anytime, fellow public radio, public broadcasting person. So for people who don't follow Twitter that much, give us a little more on this story with this Cosby Show actor Jeffrey Owens.
Well, I tell you, you know, to be honest with you, I don't normally do Twitter outrage just because it's exhausting. And, you know, I mean, I'm an editorial cartoonist, so I kind of get a lot of stuff like that. But I opened it up one morning, and there was this tweet, and it showed, of course, I mean, Jeffrey Owens sitting there in his Trader Joe's shirt, and it was a little dirty, and it looked like he was a little overweight, and he had a gray beard, and it was like Cosby actor Jeffrey Owens spotted bagging groceries at New Jersey Trader Joe's. And I thought, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, the guy's out there working, making a living for his kids, and I mean, it just completely kind of, it actually made me mad. And I was like, that doesn't happen that often on Twitter. And so I looked at it and I just said, well, you know, I think this is worthy of writing about. And I thought about a job that I used to have that I didn't really think was such a great job that turned out to be one of my best jobs.
Yeah, talk about that job. You had a job that maybe people didn't always respect.
Yeah, I was a custodian one at Pope High School in Marietta, Georgia. And this was my first job out of college. It was not on my career path initially. And needless to say, my dad was slightly surprised when I got this job. But and just to let you know, custodian one is not the best kind of custodian. Custodian two was the best kind of custodian. So I wasn't even the best kind of custodian. But I wanted to be an editorial cartoonist, and I'd won all these awards, and I thought, man, I've got it made. And I obviously was very bad at math because there were only about 200 jobs in the country at the time and 300 million people. There was going to be a problem there, and I just didn't realize it. So I ended up being a night janitor. And for about 6 months, I was miserable. And then I got a little bit of an attitude change.
Yeah, what changed your attitude?
You know, it was one of those deals where I just started thinking about, you know, I've got this talent, and I'm not using it. And I started thinking about, you know, Sunday school as a kid, the parable of the talents. And I was like, I'm the servant who's bearing his talent. And so I went into work the next day with a really good attitude, and they drug tested me immediately. They didn't know what was going on. And I started drawing. I mean, I drew for the cross-country team's T-shirts. I drew caricatures of the teachers' husbands. I would draw on the walls, and I'd clean it off because I could do that. I was a janitor. And doors started opening up. And I worked with a lady named Maggie. And Maggie was awesome. I thought she was old at the time. She was 45, and I wish I could still remember 45. But Maggie's husband had been an Eastern Airline pilot. And she had never had to work before because he'd done pretty well as an Eastern Airline pilot. And as you remember, they, of course, went out on strike, and Maggie, you know, had to go to work. And she came and worked there as a custodian also. And she kind of taught me very quickly that she would look at me and say, you know, you're just blessed to have a job. You're lucky to have a job. And after a while, one day she came up to me and she said, you know, you really are a nice guy. I said, well, thank you. She said, how would you like to go out with my daughter? And I thought, man, your standards for your daughter are kind of low here, aren't they? And I met her daughter. She had gray, prettiest blue eyes I'd ever seen. And I always like telling that story because here I thought I had the worst job in the world, and I ended up marrying, you know, her daughter and having three great kids that look just like her daughter. So, you know, I always tell people, whenever you think you've got a bad situation, you really don't. You probably have a pretty good one. You just don't recognize it.
Now, that's from the inside out, but there's also the things that, you know, happened to Jeffrey Owens, people kind of laughing at how he fell, the indignity in some ways. And you experienced that as a janitor, too, the respect coming from others or lack of same. Can you talk about that?
I did, and I, you know, it really changed, I think, who I was as a person because, you know, I was a cocky college kid, you know, and I thought I was hot stuff and everything. And one night, there had been a basketball game or something, and I was mopping the hall. And this parent, I guess, came walking down the hall, and he walked right down the middle of where I had just mopped. And I wasn't rude to him, but I just said, excuse me. And he just turned around and just, you know, kind of gave me the look like I was just trash. And I just said, and I really felt like I was about 3 feet tall for a second. And then I was like, how dare he talk to me like that? And you know, who is this guy? And then I thought for a second, well, it doesn't really matter. Who cares what he thinks of me, you know? And there is a great Mississippi songwriter, singer. He plays with Jimmy Buffett at the Coral Reefer Band. A guy named Mac McAnally. And Mac is just incredibly talented guy. And he wrote a song called It's My Job. And Jimmy Buffett's covered it as well. And it has the lines. It says, it's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the rest, and that makes the day for me. And I start thinking about that as this dude's walking right down the middle of my clean floor. And from that point on, I said, you know, if somebody's pushing them up or if they're the CEO, I'm going to treat them equally because they're both dignity. They both are dignified people working. And
we have that song queued up. Here's a little listen to Mac McAnally and It's My Job.
In the middle of late last night, I was sitting on a curb. Didn't know what about, I was feeling quite disturbed. Street sweeper came whistling by, he was bouncing every step. It seemed strange how good he felt, so I asked him while he swept. He said, it's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the best, and that makes the day for me.
Talking to Marshall Ramsey from the Clarion Ledger and Mississippi Public Broadcasting, talking about dignity and respect of people at work. Marshall, how can we have a culture change so people don't look at somebody in whatever job it is and look down on them?
You know, I think the silver lining in this whole Jeffrey Owens thing was, number one, the backlash. It was great to see people step up and say, you know what, there is nothing wrong with somebody out there hustling and working hard to make a living for their family. But I think also in another way, Jeffrey Owens himself turned out to be a wonderful ambassador. And, you know, I mean, I remember watching The Cosby Show as a kid, you know, and I didn't much care for his character. I thought it was okay, and nothing against him personally. But, man, I was sitting there watching interview after interview and going, this guy was like, I was ready to break down a wall and get, you know, pick up a shovel and get to work on this. But I think conversations like you and I are having right now are incredibly important. And, you know, we're here on the 10th anniversary of the Great Recession, which was an incredible meltdown. And a lot of people, you know, literally had to scramble to make ends meet for their family. And I think it's time for us to sit down and celebrate what has gone on in this country and the fact that people have been able to hustle and get things done.
I want to give a listen to Jeffrey Owens. Here he is talking about this Twitter storm. He's talking here on Good Morning America.
And I also want to say this. I, you know, this business of my being this Cosby guy who got shamed for working at Trader Joe's, that's going to pass. I hope what doesn't pass is this idea that people are now thinking, this rethinking about what it means to work. You know, the honor of the working person and the dignity of work. And I hope that this period that we're in now, where we have a heightened sensitivity about that and a reevaluation of what it means to work, and that a reevaluation of the idea that some jobs are better than others, because that's actually not true. There is no job that's better than another job. It might pay better, it might have better benefits, it might look better on a resume and on paper, but actually it's not better.
Marshall, we've talked about kind of people, how people feel about their own job, how they look at the jobs of others. I want to bring in a third element, how people are treated by employers. Do you think there's a way that employers, managers, owners of a business, whatever, can make sure that their employees feel like they're treated with respect?
I tell you, if you are truly a boss who is concerned about the bottom line and you're really worried about being profitable, you know, a good place to start is treating your employees a little bit better. It makes a huge difference on that. And, you know, and I think of all my bosses that I've had, and I've had two or three of them that are just absolutely amazing, and I would have literally just jumped out in front of a truck for them. I worked extra time. I did whatever I could. So, I mean, really, I'm just pure economic front. It just makes dollars and cents to treat your employees better.
So, Marshall, as we wrap up, do you see this as a case where maybe Twitter outrage can have a good result as a conversation starter?
You know, it's 2018. There has been all kinds of weird things happen this year. So who'd have thunk that Twitter actually could, you know, and Twitter outrage could actually produce something important? But I, like I said, I've been on Twitter a long time, and it was one of the few times something really kind of riled me up. And just seeing everybody's comments about and people talking about those jobs that they had that helped form them, I think it's just incredible.
Marshall, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Marshall Ramsey is an editorial cartoonist and columnist for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi, also a radio and TV host for Mississippi Public Broadcasting. Recently wrote the piece Jeffrey Owens and a Salute to the Sacredness of Work. This comes from a former Cosby Show actor being photographed bagging groceries, being mocked a bit, and then a huge backlash against that mockery. Well, now that we've heard our guest story, we want to hear yours. You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you worked or do you work in a job or industry that doesn't get treated well, doesn't get a lot of respect? What have you learned from that experience? Do you have more respect for workers after spending some time in their shoes? Do you think people treat service workers, maybe in particular, or other people in different lines of work poorly? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue to talk about respect and dignity at the workplace, no matter the job or the pay. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. This started with the Twitter storm. Actor Jeffrey Owens of the 80s Cosby Show photographed working, bagging groceries, mocked for that, and then a big backlash saying, hey, what's wrong with that? Call 800-642-1234. Have you in the past or do you now work at a job that you think doesn't always get the respect it deserves? What is that like for you? How does a job like that shape you? What could make it better? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. We've got Chris with us in Plover. Chris, hi.
Yeah, hi. I've had many undesirable jobs and, of course, working as much as I could to get ahead. And I often said, coming from a farm background, I would say, you know, I'd shovel pig poop with a teaspoon for a time and a half. And then when I went through college, learning that the devaluation of manual labor is historically rooted in the South, and because the slaves did the manual labor and the whites did not, and then carried over, unfortunately, into the union movement, and that's not my job because of the differentiation of jobs. But, I do anything, and work of any kind with pride is a great thing.
And, Chris, doing those jobs, did you feel sometimes like you were looked down on for doing a manual labor job, say?
Oh, absolutely. I was a correctional officer for a while, and that is a very tough and demanding job in a negative environment. And you're just a prison guard was a frequent type of attitude. But, you know, that's an individual that needs to be there for society's sake.
Chris, thanks a lot for starting us off. We'll go next to Mike on the line in Superior. Mike, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Just the way that it goes a long way with the way the caller a little bit before was talking about treating your employees a little bit better. And it's like the employers have blinders onto that, and they want to seem to just keep going about the way they employ people. And currently about a 10% massive employment where I'm at, it's, you know, the turnover rate is out of control. Out of every 10 guys I get hired, only one makes it after a few months. So,
and do you think, is it something as simple as just a little more, I guess, respect, better treatment might lower that turnover rate?
Oh, absolutely. I know it would, for sure, because that's the main complaint for why guys leave. If they don't get fired, they quit because of the way they're treated.
Mike, thanks a lot for sharing that story. Sorry to hear that, and good luck to you. We are taking your calls about jobs that, you know, maybe don't get a lot of respect in society, maybe jobs that you are doing or have done in the past, and how you treat people, maybe in the service industry when you interact with them. Mark is with us now in Eau Claire. Mark, hi.
Hey, I am a very well-educated young man. I have a college degree. I have a master's degree. I was salaried. I had 3 weeks of vacation, all my insurance, everything. It was killing my family, and I just walked away. And we needed money to pay the rent. We needed money for food on the table. I went from a professional job to wiping tables at Culver's and cleaning the bathrooms. And I brought my professionalism to the job, and my boss was just excited beyond all belief to have me. But here I am, wiping tables at Culver's, and I was proud of myself for that job. That was an awesome job.
Mark,
you're going to shame me.
Thanks a lot. Did you get a sense from maybe people you knew and saw you make that change that there was some kind of judgment call on you?
I had that judgment call on myself. I judged myself as being less than, but I learned real quick. You don't do that. You respect yourself. You hold your head up high. You go to work and you do what's right for your family. And anybody who's going to shame you, that's a shame on them.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for sharing that story at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Yvonne in Springfield Crossing. Hi.
Hi. I am Yvonne, and I'm a CNA, and I've been doing frontline work, caring for people for over 18 years, and I love it. And there are people who look down on me, but if you talk to the people who I care for, I am the cream of the crop. I am like that 10%. I'm not a glorified babysitter. And it just angers me that this, I don't know who this Cosby person is you're talking about, but if he's bagging groceries at Trader Joe's and he has dignity and respect and he's proud of his job, then just leave the man alone. I do my job because I love it. And there's a high burnout rate when it comes to CNAs. But you know what? I love it. And I hope to do it for the rest of my life.
Yvonne, we've talked on the show before about, there aren't enough of you out there, enough CNAs who are doing the job, staying in the job. Do you think, the pay isn't always great, I know, but do you think that respect issue is part of what makes other people not stick with it?
Well, part of the problem is I actually worked for a very large company that hospitals recommend. And when I went in, I seen other CNAs yelling and screaming at patients that they are supposed to take care of. And that is abuse and neglect. And when I brought it up to my managers, they said, I am not to talk about it, that the families are to bring this up. And I was thinking to myself, wait a second, you're talking about a man who has dementia. You're talking about a 99-year-old woman who is blind. And so where I see it is there's a lot of pressure from management, and you're not treated and you're not given a lot of respect because I worked for another company for 13 years. And that particular company, the more I did, the more they expected, and they didn't listen. Like if there were complaints or something, they didn't listen, and it was very, very difficult.
Yvonne, thanks a lot for sharing your experiences. We're talking about the dignity of work, respect for people doing jobs, even if they're not jobs that always get respect. Sarah is with us next in Green Bay. Sarah, hi.
Hi. I think it's pretty neat about what Mark was saying, the one that works at Culver's, because that ties into what I was going to say. I find it just so shameful that people seem to look down on people who work in the fast food or fast casual industry, yet they look at servers at sit-down restaurants as they're better. They're all doing a service for you. They're bringing you food. And I can tell you that those people, especially when they start getting into leadership positions in those fast food industries, they have to have so much knowledge on how to run that place and how to get those specials out that only come out limited time offers. They could probably run circles around some people that work as accountants in offices. They have a lot of things that they do, and they're very intelligent about what they do. And it's just such a shame that everybody looks down on them, especially when they're doing what you want them to do for you, which is give you food.
Sarah, thanks a lot for that. Dan is with us next in Menominee. Dan, hello.
Hi there. So I used to work as a night janitor at a public pool.
So, you know, kind of a messy job. And when I would tell people this, what I got from them wasn't disrespect. It was more of a look of pity. And I would have to explain, like, no, this is an awesome job. Nobody's breathing down my neck. I get to play my music really loud. And so I feel like we place too much on the dignity of work. There are jobs that are, you know, higher respect levels and everything, but, you know, a job is just a job.
All right, Dan. Time for one more quick call. Leah in Green Bay. Leah, just briefly, hi.
Hi. I'm a nursing instructor, and I make it a point to tell my nursing students that the housekeeping and environmental services, these are the people, and their jobs are what make the hospital run. It's not the doctors and the nurses and administration. We housekeeping and environmental services run the hospital. Without them, the doctors and nurses can't do their jobs. But the environmental services and housekeeping can sure do their jobs without right? You get what I'm saying?
I sure do, Leah. Thanks a lot. Good place to leave it. Thanks for all of your calls. You can keep sharing your stories. Tweet us at Central Time WPR.